Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let
there's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, but she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
touch me, turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust
him.
No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life gets hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
Before I take it back, I'll add more stuff.
What about those Hebrew boys? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When the king said, "Better bow down before that image," that day, yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes. With no fear heart, I can hear them say,
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by the phenomenal Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled Mixed Emotions and comes from James chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. I strongly urge that you stop whatever it is you are doing. You do not want to miss this. Find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Griffin will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning. Thank you, Sister Danielle, for such a warm welcome introduction. Thank you, Grace V, Church of Christ, and Grace Energy Ministry for allowing me to be a part of this great telecast. And for all those who tuned in, we want to hope and trust that something we said to encourage you to be mobilized on your way. James chapter 4, verse 1 through 4, mixed emotions. Most of us live at the mercy of our emotions. Most of us have developed a love-hate affair with emotions. When we are up, we're happy, content, and joyful. But when we are down, we're depressed, angry, frustrated. What's more, we often have mixed emotions. Conflicting emotions or fleeting emotions. In 1976, a young woman named Mary McGregor found herself involved in two relationships which had gotten the best of her. So she wrote a song about her hurt struggles and put them in a song entitled Torn Between Two Lovers. It topped the charts more than 5 weeks. Torn means to be stretched, emotionally scarred. I'm reminded of a childhood commercial that goes, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Almond Joy got nuts, Peter Paul mouth don't. Thus, events or ordeals leave us feeling at war with ourselves. Thus, we feel about this in different ways, and how we feel, it does matter about that, what we can do to create a war against ourselves and within our faith. And oftentimes is the case. Our emotions are at war against our faith. So this is what we want to talk about just for a moment on today, mixed emotions. However, in the text, we have a battle of human perspectives versus the divine perspective. And that's a battle. James says, what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? It is not this, that your passions are at war within you. You desire and do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, you do not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God. Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. We have inward struggles. And in this case, to be obedient or to be disobedient. We have socialization or social life. Friendship with the world equals being the enemy of God. And sometimes we have to choose between that. We have spirituality versus carnality. Church wrestle with indecisions. And we have personal accomplishments versus gains and losses. Question, how has your emotions impacted or has affected your faith? As emotional beings, we are driven to do certain things and reluctant to do others. What driving your decision these days? Is it your faith or is it your emotions? Thus, as true believers, it is imperative that we know. I remind in 1 Kings 18:21, where the prophet challenged the children of Israel. He said, you are torn between or you are caught between two opinions. That is, choose this day, whether it be God of the Amorites or God of the Amalekites or God of Baal or God of Israel. You choose. We find that in Joshua chapter 24, 14. We find that Joshua told his people, you choose today who you're going to serve, whether it be God or Amorites on this side of the flood or Baal. But as me and my house, we're going to serve God. And so we are faced with dilemmas and decisions to make, and oftentimes our mixed emotions. You may be a young woman who's in a very brutal and unkind marriage. But this man provides for you in ways that none other could. Nice, beautiful home, cars, automobiles. All you have to do is keep the house clean and cook. But he runs around. He's physically abusive at times. He doesn't spend time with the children as you would like for him to do. But otherwise, he's the greatest provider in the neighborhood, and everyone knows this. Mixed emotions. You find that your child is failing in school and you just bought them a brand new car. If you don't take the car away from them, you don't know whether they're going to improve or not, but you can't allow them to just take off and do what they want to do. So they'll probably quit school and or become more disobedient. So do I take the car or do I allow them to keep driving the car? What can I do to get them to focus on the academics? You are having in-law issues, and you don't want your kids to be around your in-laws. because of their lifestyle. But they criticize you as being a snob, a person who's unloving and unkind, but yet you call yourself a Christian. But you know that their negative behavior and their negative lifestyle will eventually rub off on your son or your daughter, and you don't want them to hang around and be around your in-laws. Mixed emotions. When we sit down and really think about it, we are really caught betwixt. You know, Apostle Paul felt that way when he came to dine or stand with the church of Philippi. He said, I'm caught betwixt too, to leave and go and be with the Lord, which is far better, but to be with you because you need me. We find that sometimes preachers fall in love with a church. The church can't properly financially provide for him or even promote the leadership. And there's churches all over the brotherhood seeking and wanting them to become a part of them. But he loves where he is. He has a nice home. He's settled. He's the coach of the community football team. He loves where he is, but his work, his ministry is failing, and he's unhappy there. What does he do? We find ourselves caught in these dilemmas oftentimes, and we can attribute it to mixed emotions. So for a moment or so, we're going to look at inward struggles, whether being obedient or disobedient. Romans chapter 7 helps us understand that we must make a choice. Romans chapter 6 tells us that we either worship righteousness or we worship unrighteousness. And even in Hebrews chapter 5, we're told another thing. So let's go backwards here. Let us start in Hebrews chapter 5. And looking at this inward struggle, whether we would be obedient or disobedient. The Bible says, although he was his son, yet learned he obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation, being designated by God unto all them that obey him. And so we find then that there are those who are inwardly struggling whether to be obedient to Christ or disobedient to Christ, even though we are now Christians. But there are times when we know what Christ stands for, and yet we are faced with the decision to disobey what he taught us or obey what he taught us. And so here it is, baptized believers. We're still challenged with the theme of mixed emotions. Should I obey or disobey? Sometimes we have to misdirect the truth, redirect the truth to protect our own integrity, our own reputation. And oftentimes someone come to me and ask me about what I thought about abortion. And I said, well, from what I can gather from my experience and understanding, oftentimes abortion is due to someone trying to hide something or they don't want something to get out. Whether they are unwanted pregnancy or what, but it's trying to hide a mistake or a sin that was committed. And so in order to not to be uncovered, we'll get rid of the fetus, get rid of the child. Or I'm an upstanding preacher or congressman in the neighborhood, and it's not good to be known that you're an outside child. And so oftentimes when we look at abortions, it's to cover up something. It's very rare that happily married couples choose not to give birth to their child. And so that is what I respond to oftentimes when I'm asked by young ladies. And also had one situation where abusive husband, and she didn't want to have another child by this guy because she felt he was no good. And so she did it after the fact. She asked me, was she wrong for doing it? She had already gone and had an abortion, because she didn't want to bring a child into the world with his man's name on it. Well, you've done what you felt you need to do, so you just got to live with it. But again, she wanted to cover up something. She wanted to prevent something from happening. And so either way it goes, that inward struggle, should I, shouldn't I, not. Those are mixed emotions, and we struggle with these things. Now, notice what Paul said in Romans chapter 6, verse 16 through 18. It says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, follow with heirs of Christ, abide us when we suffer with him, that we may also glorify with him. He said, for I consider that suffering for this point is not a real good thing. And then furthermore, I like to read what he says here in verse 16 through 18, another chapter. And having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I'm speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. But just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. Here it is. We have a choice that we must make. We once served sin. Now we must serve righteousness, because we're going to serve someone, either sin unto death or obedience unto righteousness. But when you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. But now, well, what fruit were you getting at the time from the things of which you are now ashamed? Well, the end of those things is death. But now you have been set free from sin and become the slaves of God. And so when we look at this idea of mixed emotion, maybe we don't think about it sometimes, often as we should, but we make these decisions based on our feelings or our reality or our circumstances or conflicting dilemmas we find ourselves in. Like I said, our social life. We want to go out and still party and drink. Those who used to do it feel that, hey, I can still do it and still be okay with the Lord in church. But the Bible says in James 4:4, he would be a friend of the world as an enemy of God. And so you have to make a decision of what kind of life you're going to live. You're going to be about God, you're going to be about the world. But then it comes down to spirituality versus carnality. Are you going to live a spiritual life or hang on to your carnal life? Or personal accomplishment? Well, what will you do to get ahead? Even if it's wrong, will you do it? Or you won't do it, you may lose. For instance, you know that we're dealing with a situation, a young lady who's really qualified for the Olympics, but she's been disqualified because she felt that it was okay to smoke marijuana, knowing that the laws don't allow an athlete in the Olympics to have marijuana in their system. And now you have people who are vying to uplift, overturn the ruling because they won't see her running the Olympics because she can become a gold medal winner. But did she violate the law or didn't she? Yes, she did. Does it hurt that she can't compete? Yes, it does. But there'll be those who turn their backs and turn their head and change the rules and when others didn't get the privilege. So we'd rather have a personal accomplishment and get a gain instead of a loss, even though it may not be right. And so mixed emotions is what I just want to leave us with today. Let us choose to do what's right, even though we may incur a loss. Now, this is not an easy decision. I've been in situations myself where I had to make an adverse decision, incur a loss, or to make sure I was in the winner's bracket. Again, mixed emotions. James says that we must make a choice between God or ourselves. May God bless you, and may he keep you. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful that we do have your word that does challenge us to do the right thing for the right reason. May not be comfortable, may not be the most appropriate decision to make, but it's the best and the right and the spiritual decision to make. Pray that we, Heavenly Father, continue to bless our spirits and souls, that we be more spiritual than non-spiritual, that we be more spiritual than carnal, that we give our life more to you than to the world, that we be more obedient than disobedient, that we want to please you more so than please ourselves. Allow us to make the right call, because we are emotional people, but we have faith. We have faith in you, and we just hope that our faith will bring us through these tough decisions that we must make, and that our decision be a decision of faith. God bless our time together this morning as we try to make these decisions as opposed to how we feel about things as to what is right. In your Son Christ's name we do pray. Amen.